coach. Just your thoughts on a doubleheader sweep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about where our offense is at. I think we did a pretty good job swinging the bat. I would have liked if we could have capitalized a little bit more. We left a lot of runners on base, especially late in the game. And, you know, I think for us, we got to do a better job of generating those runs. You know, bases loaded, you can't be hitting a fly ball in the infield. You gotta put the ball on the ground or make something happen. So, yeah, I mean, I'm happy with the runs we scored. Obviously, they're a great team. I mean, they're going to swing the bat. Like, they've proven that before. And we have to obviously continue to kind of work to keep them off balance. But, you know, they hit the long ball on us today. I think there was a walk in there that maybe potentially wasn't a walk. But unfortunately, that's the way it worked out. So they got two on that one. But I'm fine giving up solo shots. I just don't like it when there's multiple people on base because of, you know, our own decisions and our own control. But it was a good day.
Thoughts on your three pitchers today?
I thought AB looked great. I mean, I think she gave up two hits. I thought she did a really, really good job of mixing speeds, changing speeds, and keeping off balance. Casey, I think, had moments where she looked really sharp, and then other moments where she looked a little bit flatter. You know, a couple of her missed pitches ended up being costly. So, you know, good teams are going to do that. So we just kind of go back to the drawing board. But I thought Aves came in and changed it up enough and looked different. I know she gave up a solo shot, but, you know, the way I view it is we probably should have separated ourselves a lot more. That wouldn't necessarily make a massive difference. But, you know, obviously happy to scrape away with the wins, and I thought the pitchers battled.
Kate had that hit into the wall in the second game, trying to rob the home run, and then immediately comes back, delivers the RBI single. You know, what does that tell you, or what does that show you about what kind of resiliency she has?
I mean, I told everyone at the end of the game, you know, I feel bad Kate had to get, you know, run into a wall and get hurt on that play, but that is how I expect people to play. Kate's a kid that you're giving an opportunity to. She doesn't want to give it back, and that's how hard you play. So I appreciated her effort. I appreciate how hard she went, and you know, unfortunately the ball was a little bit too deep, but in terms of what I'm looking for, that effort is brilliant. And then for her to kind of reset herself, regain her focus, and to drive in a run, I thought she played some good softball today.
Just in terms of the fourth inning in the second game, you guys stranded the bases loaded, but when you guys came back out for warm-ups, it seemed like everybody was still smiling and still, you know, keeping that attitude. Like, what does that do for your team, and, you know, keeping with, you know, a positive attitude even when times don't go your way?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sport of failure, right? So, I mean, for us, it's, you know, it's a great opportunity, and sometimes you break it open and sometimes you don't, but it doesn't mean you don't stay the course. I genuinely believe these kids have fun when they play softball, so I think you have a little bit of a lead. There's a little bit more of a relaxed setting, and they can breathe a little bit, but I think they knew that they were going to win. I think there's that belief, so I think they enjoy themselves when they're out here because it's pretty special when you get to be out here.
With a win streak of this magnitude, what's the message in terms of keeping focus?
I don't even know if they know about the win streak. Like, I know they know, but they don't. It's not something that matters to us. I mean, we're just trying to win softball games, and it doesn't make a difference how many we win in a row. We just want to win the last one. You know, so I think for us, our focus right now is more about, you know, can we generate the offense we had at BC and keep that going? Can we continue to swing the bats aggressively? Can we stay, you know, attacking in the count? Can we move runners? Can we do those things? Our focus is so singular right now, and it's so small, and it's really on the little things that the bigger stuff right now is just noise.
What does the pitching look like tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a tough call. Maybe all three.
Great. All right, thank you, Coach.
And actually, one more. Just also having a program record for wins. I mean, just how special is this team, and what's it going to take to make it even more magical a season?
Yeah, you know, I think I look at them, and when I took this job 8 years ago, and I could have told you what I was trying to build here or what I was trying to do, I don't even know if this was in my sights or if this was something that I ever thought was possible. You know, I believe in challenging them preseason and putting things in front of them where they're going to fail so they can become resilient. And they've failed far less this year than I ever imagined they would, you know, and that's pretty special. But it's hats off to them. I mean, they do it, not me, you know. So for these kids to show up every single day, and whether it's pitching, hitting, defense, they're able to perform at a really high level, and it's quite impressive. But I'm really proud of, you know, what we've been able to build here. And, you know, I knew BU very closely. I grew up in Massachusetts, and I played at Maine, so I had to play against them. So I know what the program has been in the past, and I know what it can be, and that's something I take a lot of pride in.
Thank you.
Just your thoughts on today's doubleheader.
I thought it was some great team wins. Offense really pulled through, and our pitching held it down. They have some good hitters, but we were able to come back, get some good runs on the board. I think everyone was really locked in for these games.
How are you feeling after what happened in the outfield?
I was a little rattled for sure, a little rattled. Didn't hit my head though, so just got the wind knocked out of me a little bit.
As far as, you know, we talk about resiliency with this team. Coach mentioned that when we were talking to her earlier, but your resiliency in particular after what happened, come back the very next half inning and drive in a run. What does that say about you?
I think Coach just preaches be tough, be gritty, and I knew I had to do something for the team there. It's a close game, so I really just wanted to lock in for those few pitches, saw a good pitch, and thankfully it landed. So.
What in particular were you looking for?
She was throwing a lot of high drops that looked really, they were really good strikes. I was trying to leave her low stuff down there, and she was mixing in and out, so I just picked a half of the plate. She threw middle out, belt high, and I was able to put in right field.
As far as, you know, the team itself, the program record for wins, you guys won 25 in a row. Like, what does that say about this team?
I think we're just, we all are going to do whatever it takes to win. We've had some close games, but we're always battling back. We have that fight in us. Everyone brings to the field what they can every single game. And we've had a lot of really good team wins.
And then tomorrow, the last home game of the regular season, at least, seniors are probably going to be honored tomorrow. What have you learned from the senior class?
Our senior class has been fantastic role models for my last 2-3 years here. I've learned so much from them, just about how to be tough, how to never give up, how to be a great teammate. They lead by example, and tomorrow I know everyone's going to come out ready to play for them, do whatever we can to get them that win on their senior day.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.